afternoon. Got to get through this mess. You've got to get through this mess. All this mess. Every gesture I make today, pressing his ugly face against mine, staring at me with our lifeless eyes, crumbling away all memories of yesterday's dreams, crumbling hopes and destroying wishes. Destroying dreams, can't even get close to nobody no more. No matter how much you try, you can't get close to nobody no more. Because today is a killer. And only you can save us, Lord. Only you can save us, Lord. I never dreamed, I certainly never hoped, that one day I'd be screaming for something my mother told me I needed.
take so long, my Lord? Oh, Lord, take so long. I hope it doesn't take too long this time, 'cause I need to be with you.
Hi, this is James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO and pedestrian safety is a two-way street.
Thank you. Everything spins round the sun. What if you could stay right here with me? That is a revolution. 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 That is a revolution.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Remember. away. There's a little lass with feet on fire, dancing for the world with a heart's desire.
back home.
I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, There were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitternu.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitternu.org.
Leading me on, I should have known you were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing, but if it can never be, well then, it did me. You were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation.
Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Let's get lost. Well, I wear it like a charm to add to on my armor. Your name in a horseshoe.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.
Won't deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality. But I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst enemy. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Sound and speed, I'm picking up that fragrance. You wore in 1953, oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known. Cause you can't take them with you and go. I'm picking up dragonflies through the purple reeds, and I'm picking up lemonade on the porch with an ice cold cross breeze. I'm dancing in silver grass under a harvest moon. Was this our last dance? Darling, you just left too soon. Oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go picking up all those things I've ever known, 'cause you can't take them with you when you go. Oh, before I go to greet my love, before I go.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
We listened together to that 45. Now it only reminds you how I lied. Better go change it. Settled in your home, safe from outside. You don't settle for any more alibis. Too many taken. You won't ride home in my car. I will never.